12-yard line. Brandon Puff is there to make the stop for Harbor Beach.
Oh, that's a good news for Harbor Beach. They kick it off right into the arms of the guy they're supposed to be aware of, and that's Austin Sandusky. And they run what looked like a reverse. They actually does pitch it to number 12, Alex Thomas, who goes nowhere. Harbor Beach ready for it. And good starting spot here for a Harbor Beach defense. They got him pinned way back to get started here.
11:52, our eyes on the clock, and Morenci will be starting off at their own 13-yard line and their first drive of the day. Coming out with everyone inside the box, they've got a slot receiver, you could call it, on the right end. Two men are in the backfield, and the quarterback is under center, and they hand it off right through the middle. He blasts through the line. He breaks free of one tackle, and he's all the way out to the 29-yard line. That is number 30, Chris Hinckley, a 5'5", 145-pound senior, and brought down by Chris Keys. And it's going to be a big gain, and they're going to mark him down right at the 30-yard line, a 17-yard gain in the first play from possession.
Already attacking that Harbor Beach defensive line. They lost battle number one here on first down. A big-time run already for Morenci to get started here. These tailbacks of Morenci, not very big, 5'5", 5'6", is max size for these guys, so they disappear behind them offensive linemen.
Merrill at the quarterback, hands it off to number four, Austin Sandusky, and he hits the line, he has to bounce off. He tries for a second effort, and he gets out to about the 32-yard line. It's going to be a gain of two. As number 57 for Harbor Beach, that's Preston Livingston, known to the team as PL, brings in for a 2-yard stop and brings up second and eight to go.
And that time the defensive line was up for the challenge. They plugged the hole up the middle. Nothing doing there for Austin Sandusky, the tailback for the Bulldogs, and happily enough was going to get 2 yards there. Wasn't getting any more.
11 minutes left here in the first quarter. Morenci in the first possession. 0-0 in the regional finals. Coming out with a slot receiver to the right. And now they can with a power eye basically to the right. And it's a Maryland hands it off to Austin Sandusky. And he's breaking free. He has the first down. He's out to the 45-yard line and brought down at the 47-yard line. As soon as he gets open space, that man turns on the afterburners. And Chris Keys finally brings him down and marked down at the 48-yard line.
Nothing fancy so far. It's not like your normal wing tee offense where there's a lot of guys who fake the handoff to before you give it to the last guy. In this case, the quarterback gets it, he turns around, and he is handing it to Austin Sandusky, and he is going straight up the middle. He's not juking or anything, and he just attacks the defense straight ahead. So the defensive linemen are going to have to engage with the offensive linemen, and then middle linebackers and outside linebackers are going to have to start filling the gaps and force these running backs to go outside.
And they hand off to number 24 around the left end, and Harvey swarms to the ball and brings him down to the backfield. For a 3-yard loss, number 24, Bobby Black, the ball carrier, brought down by Devin Lemansky, the linebacker, and they bring him back at the 45-yard line, a loss of 3, second and 13 now, left to right across the radio.
And that's exactly what we're talking about. The middle linebackers, Devin Lemansky, is going to be a name we hope to hear a lot tonight if you're a Harbor Beach fan, because if he's in the backfield making tackles, Morenci's getting nowhere, and that's the case. He goes right through the line and runs down the ball carrier. Not fooled, a little bit of trickery there. They hand it off to 24, Bobby Black, a guy who doesn't get that many carries, and Harbor Beach not fooled by it.
Austin Sandusky on the end around the right side, and Devin Lemansky is there to start. Chris Keys brings him down to the 42-yard line. Another loss of 3 yards as Harbor Beach did their homework, and they're sniffing out this offense fast.
Here's what happens. If those guys in the middle, the defensive line and the middle linebackers, can force these running backs to go to the outside, that's where the Harbor Beach playmakers are at. Austin Seltz, Chris Keys, Josh Shelkey, that's where some of your playmakers are at. They can handle tacklers in space. That's exactly what he does. He forces them to bounce it outside, and Chris Keys doesn't miss him. Takes him down. Third and long coming up now for the Bulldogs.
Third and 16 as they have a receiver wide to the right, wide right just outside of the tight end. His handoff to Austin Sandusky in the middle there. And number 74 for Harbor Beach, Austin Ginther stops him in his tracks for only a 1 yard gain. Harbor Beach stops the first possession here. And it's a fourth down, 15 to go for the Morenci Bulldogs. And more than likely, the punt team is coming out.
Yeah, you don't want to run into 74. Austin Ginther, not the biggest defensive lineman in the world, but he is certainly a guy that is an emotional leader on defense for Harbor Beach. And he makes a big stop on third down. Fourth and 15 coming. Bring out the Bulldog punt team.
Merrillette, the quarterback, also is the punter here. Fourth and 15, he gets a good snap off, and the punt is away. It hits the wind and hits an ironclad wall there at the 45-yard line, and it takes a Morenci bounce and bounces out of bounds at the 40-yard line. We now check in with John Mooney on the sidelines there. What's the feel from the sidelines on the Harbor Beach side?
Well, I'll tell you what, Clark, if you can hear me, it is absolutely freezing down here. It is cold. But I'll tell you what, that was a very ill-advised punt to go ahead and punt it into this wind. It is very stiff down here. It's got to be more than the 7 or 8 that's being advertised.
Well, John Mooney, that's why you're making the big bucks down there on the sidelines, as Harbor Beach comes out in the spread formation in the first possession here at their own 40-yard line with 8:18 left in the first quarter. It's a handoff around the right side to Austin Seltz, brought down by number 54, Nick Stutzman. He gets all the way out to the 45-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 5.
Nick Stutzman's a 6-foot-tall, 185-pound senior, a leader on the middle linebacker for this Bulldog defense. He is the Devin Lemanski of Harbor Beach, so to speak, so look to hear him early and often making tackles for that Bulldog defense.
Our reach coming out of the huddle here. They send Chris Keys wide to the right, Brandon Puff and Mitch Hearn wide to the right. And they're going the spread formation with two running backs, one on either side of Josh Shelkin. This is a handoff to Austin Seltz. He's through the line and gets out just shy of midfield to the 49-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 4, sets up a third and very short to go. 1 yard remains, and he's brought down by Nick Stutzman, the middle linebacker.
We talked to Coach Shelkin on the strong side last Sunday, and the successful play that they had last week against Waterford was spreading them out, going to the shotgun, running back on each side of quarterback Shelkey, and running out of that formation. They've already gone to it on the second play of the day here so far, and now showing them everything they got. Back to the wing tee on 3rd and 1.
3 men in the backfield. Josh Shelkey hands it off to Brandon Puff, and he's across the midfield and into Waterford. And it's not Waterford, that's Morenci territory, all the way down to the 46-yard line. Finally stopped by Alex Thomas out of the secondary. Moved the chains for Harbor Beach, a 5-yard gain.
Coach Shelkey loves this team because he has got a ton of running backs he can throw in there with different specialties. Austin Seltz is basically is your main ball carrier, but Devin Lemanski and Brandon Puff are two different guys that can bring a lot of power to this offensive line and to this running back team. Brandon Puff is your hitter. He looks for a guy to run over, and he does there and gets first down.
Spread formation both ways, too wide, and they send it wide open to Chris Keys at the 10-yard line. And a little bit too much air into that one as the wind took it and overthrew Chris Keys, falls incomplete. I like the play call, though, and Morenci was a little taken off by that.
Harbor Beach has just ran the ball for a first down. They ran it every time, no sign of play action whatsoever. You get a nice first down running the football, and you come out on first down and throw it. I absolutely love the play call. And Josh Shelkey there tapping his hip a little bit, thinking, man, I had a big play and a touchdown at Chris Keys if I didn't overthrow it by a couple yards.
47-yard line, 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. They hand it off to Devin Lemanski, who plows over one defender and gets out to about the 44-yard line, according to the spot. It's going to be a gain of 2 yards and brought down by number 68, Cody Dillon, and brings up a 3rd and 8 for Harbor Beach.
So Harbor Beach right back to what's worked for him so far, the running game out of the shotgun formation. Get a couple yards with Devin Lemanski as he runs over a guy, but that defender does bring him down. Now, back to that same spread offense with the shotgun formation. We'll see if Coach Shelkey elects to throw the ball here on 3rd down.
2 wide to the right, and it's a handoff to Austin Seltz. He's through the pile, and he's pushing the pile forward across the 40-yard line, all the way down to the 39-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 6 yards, and he's going to be shy of the first down, but brought down by Stutzman, the middle linebacker again, and sets up a 4th down, a long 2, maybe 3 yards to go. And Harbor Beach has a decision to make.
It's definitely all of 2 yards, and I'm going to make the decision for you, Clark. They're going for it on 4th and 2. They're on the other side of the field. I think punting it here is a good option as well. You can pin them deep, but this offense, Coach Shelkey doesn't have any more confidence in anybody else. But this offense, he has the most confidence in no matter what. They're going to go for it here, and wouldn't be surprised to see that read option again. And Josh Shelkey carry the ball for the first time tonight.
T formation, 3 men in the backfield. Shelkey is under center. They try the hard count. That doesn't work. Austin Seltz gets it. He has the first down across 35. Still on his feet, the 30-yard line, and finally brought down way down to the 27-yard line. A 12-yard pickup. Number 61, Nick Pless, with the listed at linebacker, has to make the tackle finally as Austin Seltz single-handedly moved that pile forward 10 yards.
Well, the Morenci Bulldogs are probably scratching their head looking around for Austin Sandusky, because Harbor Beach has an Austin of their own. It's Austin Seltz, very similar backs, very undersized, very quick. Austin Seltz, though, maybe a little bit more powerful than Austin Sandusky, and shows it there as he gets a tough gain there on 3rd down.
As a handoff, and actually Josh Shelkey keeps it from outside. He's down to the 20, breaks free, down to the 15, and he runs out of bounds at the 12-yard line.